those tackles that Eli Apple made on Ingram on the outside, is that something you already knew he could do, or
yeah.
are you seeing that?
No, we've always thought he was a good tackle. He did it in college, and he's done it here. I think in these first two games, I talked with him the other day, it's been like 50-50. Like, he's had a couple of misses that he should have made. But no, I do think he's a solid tackle. And he takes a lot of pride in it. We were talking about the other day. I mean, he wants to be a tackling corner. You know, some of these guys, they don't cover corners and all that. But he wants to be an all-around corner. He's really good at it.
You mentioned the snaps for Shepard. The DRC snaps were lower than we've seen last year. Kennard's snaps have been down.
Yeah.
How have you convinced some of these guys to kind of buy into week to week?
Well, look at it. We got some great character guys, and Devin and I have talked about that a little bit. And we want to try to get some packages to get them in there. But these are team guys. We're using a lot of different people. When you use a lot of people, they're all into it. Everybody knows their name is going to be called at some point. I think it's good to do that because of, from other standpoints. By that I mean, offenses have to deal with a lot of different jersey numbers. I think that works to our advantage, which is one of the reasons why we do it. Sometimes offensive line coaches, protection-wise, use jersey numbers. That guy's a lineman. You take U5, take those four or five. And now you're sending out some. There's not a lot of lineman numbers out there that can help us. But the guys have been great. Look, when it's all said and done, we're going to need everybody. I remember Kennard, Devin, and I talking about last year. I thought at this point he had way too many snaps, and I think that was part of the reason why he got hurt. Now I think we'll keep him fresh and hopefully keep him all the way through the season.
Is that, do you look at DRC the same way, or is it
in some regards? No, that was just I don't really know what the total numbers are. Look, we want him out on the field, but we had some packages where Leon was in there as the nickel and not DRC for certain reasons. I won't go deep into them now, but I think taking a couple of snaps off of DRC, I think, helps him in the fourth quarter. We've had, even you go back to Dallas, and if you remember the end of the game of Dallas, we played a lot of plays with Dallas, our own fault. But DRC and Jack Robert, their legs were heavy at the end of the game, and we need those guys at the end of the game, so it's been a good thing. I think DRC understands that.
More questions. How have your ends were linked up with Jason?
Yeah, they seem to be okay. Ovi's dealing with a wrist or a hand or whatever it is, and I don't think he's ever had that before. And for a guy that's a edge rusher, there's a lot of hand movement involved, so I think it affected him a little bit this game. We were conscious of it during the game and trying to put him in different positions pass rush-wise that he wouldn't have to use. That's hard to do. But he's fighting through it here in practice.
Jason's shoulder?
Yeah, the shoulder. He seemed to be okay. He seemed to be okay at practice. Yeah. He's got fingers crossed.
How big a weapon, when you sit there and you go design a game plan, how valuable is Leon Hall to have?
Yeah. His greatest value is in that you can trust that he's going to know exactly what to do. Because, let's face it, you only get so many reps out on the field, and we can't give all the guys all the looks and all the coverages of whatever we do defensively. And yet he's a student of the game, so even though he might not get a rep at something, you can throw him out there and he can figure it out. That's really valuable. And he's playing, right now he's playing really two or three different positions. Being a vet, he knows how to prepare for a game, and he's a smart football player, so